Dennis, I'm speaking to you about the State Emergency Management Agency sponsoring a two-day class. What kind of a class is this?
This is a fantastic class for anyone in any jurisdiction who would maybe have to help with an emergency operations center during time of a crisis to help manage materials, people, money, and just making sure they get what they need when they need it for their disaster.
And Dennis, where is this going to be held at specifically? Like, what are the dates and the times?
Well, it begins on July 15th, and it's at the Eureka Fire Protection District Training Center. So it'll start on the July 15th and go through the 16th. And it's usually 8 to 4, 8:30 to 5, something like that, about a full day of training.
And I understand that this course is one of the Advanced Professional Series required courses. And what exactly is the APS series?
You have many classes out there that are offered that will advance you professionally through the emergency management field. There's approximately seven of them in that, and all of them can be found on the state website, the cema.dps.mo.gov website. So anyone involved in emergency management that wants to enhance their career and really just get smarter about how to prepare for emergencies in our state should try to take as many of those as they can.
And Dennis, during this course, will there be handouts or any information that will be available for people to take home or refer back to?
Oh, yes. They always provide all the course material. It'll be a book. There'll be notes. There'll be lectures. And many times there's also a PowerPoint presentation that is sometimes available for the student to take back with them. But they always have their course book.
Okay. And Dennis, do people need to register for this or do they just show up?
No, they do need to register. On the website that I spoke about before, www.cema.dps for Department of Public Safety, .mo.gov, and it's on a training site there, and they can pick any class, and it's one of many classes that our state offers to people in the emergency management field, whether you're a first responder or a paramedic. These classes are free, and they're throughout the year. We have a very active state that is trying to train all of its first responders to handle many types of disasters. Anyone looking on that site will see things regarding mass casualties, for instance, that teaches you in case you have a bad incident, something your coroner or some of your first responders could go to. This is a fantastic state to receive training in.
And Dennis, is there anything else that, before I let you go, is there anything else you would like to add about the State Emergency Management Agency or about this course, like in particular, that's being offered?
Well, this course is just helpful as well as many others. Everyone should visit that site. You do not have to be a government employee to go to these. There are many people from churches that go that want to help. It'll teach you how to do disaster assistance in small communities. There are just so many different topics that can be covered. But there's also one other thing for the law enforcement officers or anyone else who needs to get those post credits, those Peace Officer of Standard Training credits per year. Many of these classes are approved and will meet that prerequisite for your agency. I'm pushing 60, and I always get smarter every time I go to one of these classes. They're great.